Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
I'm asking for that grace. I'm asking for your mercy, so have mercy on us and on the King. In the mighty name of Christ Jesus, our foundation scripture, as Christ, I welcome you all. Thank you very much, all the guys that are listening to us on podcast.
I'm grateful for this opportunity for us to go deeper in it by the grace of God. Now, when you look at the parable itself, is the parable of the sower, is a seed parable. We are outlining it's the book of Matthew, the 13th chapter, the first to the 23rd verses. And before we will even outline that, I would like to go and reiterate Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 to 36, one more time. The Bible outlines the heading as warnings, divine warnings, something that brings to you to be on alertness and to be in readiness and to be in a state of emergency. Want you to know that. To be in a state of emergency. We will all have to come to those kind of places where we are circumspect and careful. This generation have forgotten itself. Not only the church, the world at large. You know, it has just, you know, you may be thinking that this pandemic might have humbled our hearts and bring all of us to the place of complete repentance. But no, rather it has brought us to the place of hardening our heart. Rather, I'm telling you, the world has rather hardened its heart towards the things of God. Rather brought us to the place of hardening of our hearts. So we have forgotten ourselves. We are missing the point where we realize that we are in a state of emergency. And rather, instead of us rather having, being in a state of emergency or agency, possibly, is the word. So the Bible said, take heed to yourself. Your hearts be weighed down with this, with, you know, dissipation and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And the day come upon you suddenly like a trap. That day is coming like a trap. I'm talking to you. Listen to, you know, the constructive grace and the ways. In the Old Testament alone, you can see almost about 55 messianic prophecies. But when you look, you compare the messianic prophecies to the eschatological prophecies or the end time prophecies, you will come to one complete understanding. And that understanding, ladies and gentlemen, is the understanding of the time in which we are living in. The Bible makes it very clearly. So I prophesy as I was commanded. And as I prophesy in Ezekiel chapter 37, verse number 7, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and bones came together, bone to bone. In other words, when I look at this particular scripture very carefully, the verse number 7 of Ezekiel 37 is bringing us to the place where we need to be able to understand the things that are happening all around us. The first one is noise, the second one is shaking, and the third one is bones. Bones, noise, shaking, and bones. Very interesting. And I'm living in a generation, Ghana, hear the word of the Lord this morning. I have a word from God for you. Increase the device. I bring you a word from the Lord. And it cuts across the spectrum. Yeah. If he says, take it to yourself, least at any time your hearts be overcharged with something and drunkenness and the curse of this life, so that they come upon you on the worst, for as a sinner it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, pray always, ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. He is trying to talk about some. The Bible said, what? That he may be able to escape all these things. What things is he talking about? He's talking about noise, shaking, and bones. This is where we are in the world right now. At the moment, we have come to the face of noise. Look at the noise that is emanating in the whole world and upon the whole earth. Look at the stance of noise that is emanating politically. Let me talk to you little step by step. Since we belong to the fraternity of Jesus Christ and the family of God, let me begin with the church. Look at the noise, even within the confines of the church. Noise that emanates even within the parameters of the church, even the noise that emanates among us, church with church, preacher with preacher, pulpiteer with pulpiteer, parishioner with parishioner. Reduce the base a little bit on the thing. Parishioner with parishioner. Noise is in this end time. Noise runs through. All around. I'm looking at, you know, the kind of noise that emanates. The Bible said, they that are planted in the house of God shall flourish in the courts of our God. When you look at that particular verse of scripture, you might think very, very carefully that the church of Jesus Christ was going to understand certain principles like prioritizing, like consistency, like persistency, like being bold, like being courageous, because the Bible said that the righteous shall be bold as a lion. We thought that some of these things would have come, but no, we are missing the whole thing. We are, you know, out of gear. Instead of being spiritual, we have rather become carnal. We are following the trend of the world. We are following the course of the world. What the world chants and taunts, that is what we follow. It is so sad that the Bible said in, when you read Habakkuk chapter number 2, from verse number 2, the Bible said, I will stand at the ramparts of my roof and I will watch and I will behold what the Lord will say unto me when he reproves, and when what I will say unto. In verse number 2, the Bible went forward to talk about and how the Lord answered. He said, write the vision upon tablets and make it plain, that he that runneth with it, he that readeth, will run with it. And then in verse number 3, I like it, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. At the end it will speak and it will not lie. Even if it tarries, write for it, because surely it shall come to pass and not tarry. I love verse 4. But a soul that is lifted in him is not upright, but the just shall live by faith, not by signs. No, the just shall live by his faith. Faith is missing in the whole picture. Yeah, because we have become extremely carnal. More to me again. I come with a word from the Lord. Be a piano. I mean, cast someone find you. I come with a word from the Lord. Noise everywhere. And that is why you can see very clearly, you know, one particular group in the church is against the other. One particular, you know, fraternity is against the other. One particular denomination is against the other. When you go into politics, look at the noise in this recent primaries that we saw. The same political party fighting among themselves. It just reminds me of Matthew chapter 24, verse number 10. They will hate each other. They will betray each other. Yeah. And they will be offended with each other. Yeah. They will hate each other, offend each other. And the Bible said they will betray each other. That is where we are. It is noise all over the world. When I look at the noise that is emanating, it is a noise of complaint. It's a noise of murmuring. Yeah, one boy, one monjoy. You know, that is the kind of noise. You know, I've lost my job and so on and so forth. But where is the faith that the Bible talks about? Noise! It emanates It is coming up. Noise. Noise is between husband and wife, children and parents. Noise in the marketplace, in the job market. Corporate. It is noise that have closed up the airlines. It is noise that have made the airlines gone to sleep. Yeah, it is noise that has put the hotels on the shelves. It is noise. Yeah, it is noise. The Bible talked about noise in Isaiah chapter number 9, verse number 5. The Bible said, for every battle of a warrior is with a confused noise. The noise that we are hearing is a very confused noise. It is noise which cannot be comprehended. Noise. It will go everywhere. The Bible talked about it in Isaiah 66. He said you will hear the voice of noise in the city. Yeah. The voice of noise will be in the city from verse number 2. When you look at it very carefully, and the voice of the Spirit of God will be emanating, you know, from the temple. Go to verse number 3. Let us build it up forcibly from there. It goes on verse number 6. Look at that. Let's bring it down. You know, it goes on. But for sure, in Isaiah chapter 66, verse number 6, a voice of noise shall come from the city, and the voice of the Lord will emanate or be rendered from the temple, rendering recompense. Because as for noise, it will come forth. Noise will even come into the pulpit. Pulpit will have noise. If you are not careful, you will be diverted to be talking noise. Yeah, but we will preach the gospel, and it cannot tear. It cannot be compromised. You like it, take it. You want to take it, take it. You want to refuse it, refuse it. You want to reject it, reject it. But I'm talking to you. Noise is even going to come to, yeah, to the pulpit. This is the point where we will lose the correct interpretation of the liturgy of the text of the scriptures. Yeah, the correct exegetical interpretation of the word of the Lord. We will lose the correct construction of apologetics and proper hermeneutical power and homiletical base. Noise will create that. Noise. Noise is going to blare and cast a shadow, an ambivalent, and cast a shadow on the move of the Spirit of God. Noise! In other words, a person is going to be healed completely, but the people will say, I don't believe. Noise will do that. Noise will do that. When I look at, you know, the way this whole pandemic have been handled around the world, I see noise. Noise! And then the Bible said in Ezekiel 37 verse 7, after he had talked about noise, he talked about a shaking. Yeah, it is going to shake the foundation of everything. I'm telling you. And the Bible said the desires of the nation shall come, and the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. I am only telling you that Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Yeah, coming back. Sooner than you think, there will be a shaking that will shake the core and the foundations of righteousness. It will shake the core and the foundation of our society and our community. It will shake. It will shake the core of conviction. What we believe. Yeah. What we believe from all this time. You know, what we believe. It will shake it. The things that we did that brought the fear of God will not be there, because there will be a shaking. Yeah. People will backslide. They will desert their faith. People will speak and curse God to his face, because there will be a shaking. A shaking. The shaking is going to be dichotomous in a twofold. A negative fold and a positive fold. It will shake. Now you are going to see a shaking that will bring the worst sinners to the Lord. Worst sinners. They will come to be preachers, to be prophets, to be bishops, to be apostles. People who have nothing to do with the gospel. You are going to see them come to the house of God. This is what Jesus said. You will see the publicans and the harlots go ahead of you into the kingdom of heaven. That is what is going to happen. You are going to see people who don't qualify. According to your standards, they don't qualify. But what who are you to say something is crooked when God says it is straight? Tonight, this morning, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling this nation something. Can you see there is a shaking? There is a shaking even on our nation right now. People that could tremble and fear, people that can hold integrity now have thrown it down. People that are subjected to prayer are now subscribing to Eniabro. Eniabro! Nagana! When you are above phone, I'm telling you! Please, I want more swimming yammy for fro, and the dear yammy for fro, you want how those 1 year, a more time. I'm telling you, dear, the people follow me in some more best because I'm a general. You know, when you are talking about something that goes into the confines of government, then people say, you know, but they have forgotten what they are doing to their wife and their husband or their spouse. They have forgotten the treatment they give to each other, the way a person treats his neighbor. Jesus said the other day very clear that you shall love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. That is the rule. And the rule also is that what you would like others to do unto you, do likewise to them. This, we should be able to come to that particular place. Yeah. Yeah. Shaking is happening all over the place. There is a shaking. A shaking that will shake, you know, you out of your foundations. Yeah. A shaking. I'm looking at a young man that was arrested four nights ago. And the charge was he had raped his own daughter. How old is the daughter? 3 years old. 3 years! What is the pleasure with a three-year-old girl? There is a shaking out of foundations, a shaking that will bring, you know, sin and iniquity to the fall. When you put BSS, and I say it in this ministry all the time, every person when they, you know, they start out in life, they mess up a bit. It is normal. Nipa BSS will Jimmy Kakra. But nipa want to mean you near from Kusiyewe. One of the things that is very, very difficult in this life is to raise capital. The moment you grab the capital, chai jimieno and start living life to fulfill your life. A man profonye jo so in yimin Kusiyase because. As every man's life has been determined. I'm telling you, yesterday, Bishop Bernard Nyako was buried. Age 49-50. Yesterday, Naneje Iskapa of Peace FM, his 1 week was commemorated. Age 55. Then, I am beginning to assess my own life. That what I am thinking in Psalm number 90 verse 10 should be out of my mind quickly, because I thought that the Bible said that he has given us 70 years, and if it proceeds further, it goes to 80 years. And even that, the Bible said, for the pleasure of God, the Bible said, is sorrow and labor. Sorrow and labor, but it is soon cut off and we fly away. Now they did not even come close to that 70. And I am beginning to analyze and assess myself that one day I will lie motionless in a box. And it doesn't matter. Don't even bother yourself about the things that you will say. It is of no account. Whatever you say, how you put it, whether it's a tribute or a eulogy, it doesn't really matter. God is the judge. Judge! Righteous judgment. Not like the judges of this world. God is the judge. And he will judge righteous judgment. What you did in the secret and did in the face of everybody, the Bible said you will come to account for it. So ladies and gentlemen, this morning I am talking to you, you know, concerning the scripture. Take heed, be careful, that your heart are not overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life. Why? Because there is a day coming. Yeah. So that it doesn't catch you unawares. That you might be able to receive strength to escape all these things. The things now we know are the noise, the shaking, and the bones. Shaking and the bones. A preacher called me from South Africa and said that my wife has, you know, filed for divorce. I said, why? He said, she doesn't have a reason. I said, normally divorce, when it happens, they have, you know, a very silent reason, but that reason have lingered on over time. Yeah. Look at the level of divorce in our courts, in our churches, in our nations. Now people can be proud that they are gays. Yeah. Gays! Yeah, proud. We have a president in the world right now who is a gay, and he can boldly bring his gay partner to national platforms. And if you talk about it, you are rather the offensive person. If you preach about that, you are rather the offensive person. You know, I'm looking at the shaking. Look at somewhere like Kolebu. I went there 2 weeks ago, the accident center. And I have thought about this thing till this morning. I'm thinking, look at the filth you call a hospital. Look at the decomposition you call a hospital. Look at the degradation you call a hospital. I want to ask the people who work in Kolebu, when you wake up in the morning and you are dressing up to go to work, how do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel when you are dressing up to go to work? I want to ask you. You call this a hospital. You are very interesting people. And we have just one candidate can put together 1 million cities for his primaries and throw it about to people. At least renovate Kolebu. Then I know that you have a positive shaking happening with you. Positive shaking. But most of the shaking is shaking into negativity. Negativity. It is exactly what he talked about in Matthew chapter 24, verse number 12. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. I'm telling you. The love of many shall wax cold. It is exactly the reason why that preacher, Peter, committed suicide at Kaswa of Ankor. The love of many will wax cold. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a child's play in this end time. It's going to be a difficult moment. Brace yourself. This is not a joke. This is not a joke. This is going to be a time of injustice, lawlessness. You are going to see that. This is where you see lawmakers flouting the laws and the rules they themselves have set. This is a shaking into negativity. It's a shaking into corruption. Yeah, it's a shaking into lawlessness and iniquity. It is a it's a shaking into order. So God send you a voice to warn you and to warn this nation. Yeah, to warn this nation that you have misplaced, misappropriated, and miscalculated priorities. Priority. You have misplaced priorities. That is where we are. And instead of us getting that boldness and abstract boldness to talk to the whole nation, rather, we are cuddling you and pampering you. I want to tell everybody watching, repent and come into the alignment of the obedience of the Son of God. Because very soon, he will be your judge. I'm telling you. When people are hailing you, be careful You are not carried away. I'm talking about something in my radio program at OKFM and my subject, 10 things that you should totally avoid if you are going to make heaven and if you are going to make it in this life. Yeah. And I talked about, I will hide the first one and talk to you about the second one. Promiscuity. Promiscuity have become, you know, I have become common. Now it's normal. Be our from mass and cram or normal. Be our pen mema. Now we have women who shamelessly want men. Women who want women. Men who want men. This is where we have come to. Ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are watching, this morning I would like to talk to all of you. There are three things happening. Steve, at the same time, noise. Noise. Shaking. Oh, there is a shaking. There is a shaking to the point that people talk all kinds of absurdity. If God was there, why did God allow that? You know, we don't have time for any argument. The message is very clear. Very, very, very clear. The prophets prophesied unto John. I'm talking about Old Testament prophets. They prophesied to John. God raised New Testament prophets. But the Bible says that time, the kingdom of God is being preached and everybody is forcing to enter. Everybody is forcing. You also make it a point to force to enter. This life is not forever. Pastor Amedi, let me tell everybody who is, don't be confused with your suits and your cars and your houses. Don't be confused because one of the things that I was talking about in my teaching, is complacency. And they have fallen short of that glory. Be careful of complacency. I'm telling you the word of God because Tirimude has denied a lot of people the flight and the upward trend, the surging upward trend, the people that God raised up to send forth an end time message through. It's not only preachers, gospel musicians that the Lord gave a message. Now, because of complacency, they forget about the message and they start projecting themselves. I'm asking myself, if you stand before the throne of God, what will he tell you or ask you? Then he comes to bones. Bones. You know, as I'm speaking to you right now, because of the noise and the shaking, a lot of people have been shaken out of gear. Yeah. Yeah. We are yet to reopen church. And I hear in the places where churches reopen, people are like, no, we can't go to church. Noise. Shaking and noise. You can't go to church, you can go to bank. You can't go to church, you can go to market. You can't go to church, you can go to primaries. You can't go to church, you can go to hotel. You can't go to church, you can go, you know, sit in a trotro, a bus for 4-6 hours. You can do that. Noise! Noise! And shaking. But when it comes to the bones, the Bible said the bones came together. Oh yeah, there is going to be a recovery, a replenishment, and restitution before the coming of Shiloh. Before the coming of the Christos, the Son of the living God. Now this morning, let me talk to you about, you know, born to his bone. Compatibility. Configuration. Syncopation, synchronization. The Bible has made it very clear. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 26. He makes it very, very clear. Ephesians 5, 26. The Bible said that he might sanctify the church with the, and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Look at verse number 27. That he might present the church to himself, a glorious church, not having spot, not having wrinkle, or any of such thing, but it should be holy without blemish. Holy, holiness. Holy. Holy. That particular commodity is rare and scarce in my generation. Holy. Holy. Now we have lost Christian homes. Christian, raising up Christian homes. Father is a Christian. Mother is a Christian. Children are Christians. They love the Lord. They serve him in spirit and in truth. That one is gone. It is gone. Sunday comes, mother picks up children, father goes to play golf and go and eat a mutuo. You feel you have become successful. You have forgotten where God picked you from. You have forgotten your first love. You have forgotten, you know, your destitution, and in your desperation, how he was so merciful to you. You have forgotten that. You have forgotten and you are now trivializing his mercy. You have forgotten where you used to be. You have forgotten that. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't take long. For those of you who have taken the grace of God for granted and trample upon the grace of God, oh, let me talk to you and tell you something very, very clear. People that have taken the grace of God, you take the grace of God for granted, yeah, and abuse the grace. We are under grace and not under law, and so I live anyhow and all that. I'm talking to you. We shall all give account unto God. And these ones, I will make sure. I will quote only New Testament stuff so that all these funny people and funny teachings that are creeping into the house of God, you will understand that God is a very principled God. So he makes it very clear to us. Hebrews chapter 4. And, you know, when he gets to verse number 13, he makes it very clear picture. Nobody is hidden in the eyes of God. All things are naked and open. The day you stand before the throne of God, you will understand naked you came and naked you will return. I'm reminding the whole world. Your cars will not go with you if that is what is making you so proud. Your houses will not follow you. Your connections will not follow you. Naked you came and naked you will return. I'm telling you, the people who believe in too much of riches. Yeah. Now, the projection now is money is everything. Go for money. Well, I came to debunk that notion. God is everything. God, for God through his Christ. I told you that. God is everything. Because you cannot misplace Deuteronomy chapter number 8, verse number 18. The Bible said, remember. It is remember. Kai. Kai mo. For it is the Lord. Not to your own strength. If you wake up this morning in paralysis, in a stroke, where will you get the strength to go and make that move? I'm telling you. The world is telling you, go for money. I am telling you this morning, go for God. Go for G-O-D. Through his Christ. For it is he that gives power to get wealth. That he may establish his covenant, which is, let's go back to verse 10 and come down to verse number 18. Listen to how the Bible puts it in verse number 10. And when thou art eaten and thou art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given you. In other words, even the productivity comes from God. I'm telling our politicians, don't be carried away by the things that you see because it's temporary. Don't forget. All the divide, all political parties. I'm telling you, don't be carried away because Africa makes it look like, you know, when you are in politics, you are, you know, the dawn, you command everything. I'm telling you something. Life is uncertain. Life is until you are up today, you are down tomorrow. But when you are up, you never think there is a downward trend until you are down. Then you will know that the tables have turned. And therefore, today, I present to you the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. You don't respect him. You don't honor him. But this morning, I present him to you. I place him before your eyes. Look at the rate of abortions. Abortion! And it's normal. The abnormality have become normal, and the normality have become abnormality. This is where we are. Somebody can take money and destroy a reputation. They don't think about it. And when they are going to die, they die from a strange disease. They don't also understand. Have you ever thought how this generation is so sterile? The sterility of this generation. Guys, let me tell you something. Grace abused will be judged. Oh yeah, grace abuse will be judged. Grace abused will be judged. Grace abuse will be judged. Look at verse number 11 of Deuteronomy chapter 8. Beware, hear ye, that thou forget not the Lord thy God. In not keeping his commandment and his judgment and his status, which I command thee this day. In verse number 12, the Bible said very clear, least when thou hast eaten and thou hast full and thou hast built good houses and dwelt in them. He said in verse number 13, and when your herds and your flocks, in other words, and your silver and gold and your businesses are multiplied and all that thou hast are multiplied. In verse number 15, he said emphatically in Deuteronomy 8 and verse number 15, he said, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness? In verse number 16, he said very clearly, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers knew not, that ye might humble thee? When you make our ways to humble a person. I know when you say this today, people can debate. God does not do that. Really? To humble and to prove thee, and to do thee good at the latter end. I would like to tell everybody going through any vicissitudes of life, difficulties in this pandemic, God at the latter end will show you his love and glory and favor and restitution and recovery. Therefore, be at peace. I'm telling you, be at peace. He makes all things, the good things, the ugly things, the good things, the bad things, the great things, the best things. He mixes it all together and makes it all works together for good to them that love him and to them that are called according to his purpose. And so if you are not a born again Christian, I didn't say if you don't go to church, you can be a Christian and never attend a church. The gentleman that was crucified with Christ, who said, remember me when thou come into your kingdom. Jesus said, verily, I say unto you, you will be with me in paradise. Have never attended church. There are people also sitting in church who will never see the heaven we are talking about. Oh, yeah. Depending on how you subscribe to it. Methodology. Very interesting. So this morning, I'm telling you, the message for me is very simple and clear. Repent and get in line with the Lord. I'm talking to you. When I look at young, talented musicians, actors, actresses, you know, who have died in this country. And now I look at it today, nobody even remembers them. Nobody even remembers them. Gone. It humbles my heart. Ladies and gentlemen, Mumma Eriasi Nyimimu. Eriasi. E betimia the world. The world. Eriasi betimia jimimu. To the point. But judgment is awaiting everybody. As I'm speaking to you, God is preparing his church. Yeah. He's preparing his church. 1 Corinthians chapter 55. First Corinthians chapter 15, rather. Verse number. First Corinthians 15, 55, somewhere. I'm going to be closing with that. First Corinthians 15. Maybe let's read from verse number 52. 52. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, everything will happen so fast. If somebody have told you that the day is coming, you know, the whole world would have come to a lockdown, you would have doubted it. Even me, I would have doubted it. But the Bible said, as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. They will eat, they will drink, they will forget. They will even ignore a message like this. I know a message that will make you think. By the grace of God, I have a lot of dynamism. I can preach you till you fall out. I know the message that can make the church jump around. I had an encounter with the Lord, and the encounter revealed the eternal judgment. Hell to me. And also heaven. And I come to preach to you the gospel. I have not seen, ear have not heard, it has not entered into the heart of man what God has for those who love him. Ladies and gentlemen, as I bring my message to a close, for those who love him, for those that are called, yeah, for those that have accepted Christ, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and encumbered with a load of care. You know, when you preach a message like this in church, the people said, but we are already born again. Really? 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 Well, you're very interesting. Really? Amend your ways. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 3 and 4. Amend your ways. Oh, yeah. Amend your ways. Amend your ways. Let that scripture speak to you. Amend your ways. Because the things that happens in the secret are the things that God is going to judge. Amend your ways. Amend your ways. Please. Amend your way as I bring my message to a close, because Romans 2:16 is very clear, waiting for all of us. Romans chapter 2, verse number 16. In that day when God shall judge the secrets of all men, secrets of men, the people that killed J.B. Dankwa Edu, I promise you, God will bring it to judgment. I'm telling you. I am talking to you. Whoever had hand in the death, in the spilling of blood of J.B. Dankwa Edu, I promise you, God will bring it to eternal judgment. I'm telling everybody who has a hand in the death of Marco Fori, they didn't take money, they didn't take anything. They took only his laptop and shot him multiple times in the face of his wife. Same thing happened to Marcus in Sogakope. I'm telling everybody who has a hand in the killing of the Takrade girls, God will bring it into judgment. I'm talking to you. God has asked me to warn this nation and intercede for it. Same to the body of Christ. This morning, I came to tell you that God will bring that also into judgment. We finish up, put on suits, and talk nicely as if nothing has happened. But I'm telling you, you can't miss the justice system of this country. But God, his eyes runs to and fro. He will bring it to judgment. Romans chapter 14, verse number 12. The Bible almost makes it emphatically clear. Yeah. Everyone will give account of himself one by one unto God. everyone, each and everyone, one by one, unto God. You read your volume, make us imagine, one by one, unto God. Because now, the following is a noise. What people want to follow now is noise. Not Christ. Noise. And a shaking. But I'm telling you, every bone will locate bone. This is what he was talking about in the book of Romans when he was talking about engrafting the nation of Israel back to the family of God. He said, oh yeah, Israel will be saved. That was what, you know, the apostle wrote very, very clearly. Will be saved. Surely will be saved. And bring them back to their real estate, originally where they belong. The trumpet is sounding. The alarm is sounding. Jesus is coming again. Maranatha! The church don't talk about it. I came to remind you, oh yeah, you will be blessed with cars. You will be blessed with money. You will be elevated. God will honor you. There will be promotion. But I'm telling you very clearly, you will also be judged. Judge! So amend your ways. Let's go back to the scripture. Jeremiah 7:3. Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. In other words, if a person repents from dead works, they can live longer than the prescribed or stipulated duration of years that they are supposed to. That you might dwell in this place. Exactly what the Bible was talking about in Daniel chapter 4, verse number 27. Let my counsel be acceptable to our leaders and to the total populace of this country. Yeah. Let me fa flag you say, see, and I'm a very hope. I'm telling you, fuck flag ya na me wera ho. Because any year any subi or a Christophon to be nyeda will be a ungrungrun tinimo will never, never behave like that. Fa flag ya na me wera ho. Fa flag ya na me wera ho. I'm looking at the waste. The impunity that runs through this country shocks me. It shocks, and this is exactly what John the Baptist was doing. And the people, who is that? Let's arrest him. Let's kill him. At least you have another one here. And many that are to come. And I'm telling you, repent! Evil is evil. Sin is sin. And the Bible said, without holiness, no man can see God. I'm talking to you. When you mean a shida, when you mean a dome, God does both. When you mean a kum, yeah, God kill it and he makes alive. I'm telling you, as so many people I can boldly tell you, it is the Lord that cut them off. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12. The Bible was talking about something. Yeah. Let's turn it rather. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4. Turn it up. Hebrews the 12th chapter, the 4th verse. In this particular text, this is what he had to say. He said, yet have ye not resisted unto blood. No, go to verse 3. It will make sense to us. And then we'll come to verse 4. Hebrews, he said, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. In verse number 4, he said, yet ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. We do that on a daily basis. And it's only the Christ who sits at the right hand of the Father and makes intercession for us, that in his mercy all shall come into his saving knowledge. in verse number 5. The Bible makes it emphatically clear. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of God. In the next verse, it says very clearly what the Bible have said in the book of Proverbs and in the book of Revelation. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Fashewutidim. Sa diye wenya mitononon watiyano. Na woshiwo bebiya. Wajino. Wabebiya. Ebrade wenono. Wajino. Makawa samachiro. Tia semniye. When I look at, you know, the faltering and all that in our courtship relationships and all that kind of thing, before the relationship will even come to the altar, how bleeding it is having no foundations. It's sad. So this morning I'm telling you, amend your ways. Amend your ways. Amend your ways. Amend your ways. Christ died for sinners, whom I am a chief. But without repentance, Jesus said, you will perish. Except you repent, you shall perish. I'm telling everybody, he is coming with his reward to give unto every man according to their works. Behold, I come quickly. I come to give unto every man according to their works. Yeah. Let's read just two of those and then we'll be done. Yeah, that's good. That's sharp. I like that. Revelation 22, 12. Behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me. Go to verse 7 also. Same thing. Behold, I come quickly. I like this one better. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Keep the word. Keep the word. Leave the word. Yeah, leave the word. Typify the word. Illustrate the word. Let the word be your life. Let Christ be. This is what we call the born again experience. Except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Yeah, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. That is what we call the born again. Repent! Repent. Repent. Jeremiah 7, he said, not everybody who is just saying we are Christians, we are Christians. The temple of God, the temple of, no. Matthew 7, verse number 21, not everybody that calleth me Lord will enter the kingdom. Am I reading through? There is no time waiting for anybody. Suddenly, it shall all happen in the twinkling of an eye. I call the body of Christ to repent, and I call this nation. Oh, Ghana, come to your God. Come to the saving strength of the God that helped you in so many, 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 many afflictions. Ebola 1 and 2, he delivered you. Delivered you from the famine of 83. He delivered you from numerous doomsaws that crippled your economy. Come back to this God. Come back to this God. Wash your hands from the blood of innocent people and repent in amending your ways. I am warning you that he sent me to tell you that. Repent and come to a saving strength. The message I've not changed is the same. Forget about your corona. Repent! Corona has become popular. Jesus is coming. You don't think about that. Judgment is ahead of you. You don't think about that. A child knows corona. What a digression. What a diversion. What a swearing. Interesting. Very interesting. Stand to your feet. We want to pray for ourselves and also make some intercession for this country. I'm grateful to God for all the lovely people listening on radio and also connecting online. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Your two hands are on your chest, on your heart. And that is going to be, wherever you are watching, a silent prayer. 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 We want to ask the Lord, Holy Spirit, come into my heart and help me to amend my ways. Help me to come into alignment. Yeah, help me to come into synchronization with your word. We are asking for your mercies and your grace. I am doing an introspection. Yeah, an introspection. That I may not be carried about with the noise. I will not be carried away with the shaking. Let me come to the place of the restoration of the bones. My God, in the name of Jesus, have mercy and let your strength find me, I pray. In the mighty name of Christ Jesus. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. And the center of it all is you that I see.
It's you that I see.
There is power in your name. Miracles happen. As we lift our voice in prayer, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. I bring the hearts of this nation, the heart of this nation before the throne. When I look at this nation and compare it to the letter that Jesus wrote to the church of the Laodiceans, I tremble. My prayer is that we will come to the place of the words of the founding fathers. I promise on my honor to be faithful. Munisa faithfulness. Mm-mm. There is no faithfulness. You know what a faithful person is? Let's close with that. So I wrap the flag of this nation on your altar. On the promise of our national anthem and our national pledge, I ask for your forgiveness because Ghana is standing rotten in your eyes. If ye edem kankai proye proyemun yejina, forgive this nation. Forgive our leaders. Whose hearts are far away from you, forgive them. And I pray in the name of Jesus, forgive the church who have misrepresented you. Forgive us. And forgive the people of Ghana and everybody watching from any other nation, including South Africa. I pray your mercies and your grace this morning over the whole earth. That before the coming of the Christ, may you help us to amend our ways and our doings and accept the Lord Christ as Savior, to walk in your precepts and in your holiness and in your purity and in your righteousness. For you are the righteousness of God in Christ. I pray, Heavenly King, have mercy on us. This week, I commend your people to you and to the word of your grace that is able to build us up and to give us an inheritance in Christ Jesus. Be gracious to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me use the opportunity to tell somebody who feels, and I'm tired of this kind of messages, brace yourself. We are going to increase the volume. Wabre. Kwan benso. Sesen. Sen. It's coming. We are bringing it right into your sphere. I'm telling you. Kenya mi agina se untia untia wojidi ya unti. Ubeti. Obedient by force. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to thank God for sweet melodies. If you are listening to the radio, you can use this number to join us as we give our offerings unto the Lord. The number is 0249-80-9911. That's 0249-80-9911. Lastly, 0249-80-9911. If you are online, they'll put all those information to you. You can follow it by Wave, eTransact, Express Pay, World Remit, to subscribe to any of that as you send through your offerings. Subscribe to the podcast channel, Prophet Kofi Odro on podcast. And then on Podbean, on Android platforms, you go to the Play Store and download the Podbean app and follow us on that trend. The grace of God will visit you. So please do that. And almost about 400 plus messages will come to your device and you will listen to it. And the grace of God will be a push. At the least. You know, the Lord has placed us at the junction of heaven and hell to redirect traffic that young ladies who used to sit in the darkness, young men who used to live in darkness, are now being redirected to the marvelous light of Christ Jesus. Let me remind you, without holiness, no man can see God. I am reminding you, without purity, no man can see God. It's as simple as that. Don't be deceived. May the Lord help you and be with you. Our next service is the F5 service. But I cannot go without, you know, giving everybody the opportunity for your sins to be forgiven and for you to join the family of God. So can you pray this prayer with me and say, Dear Jesus, This morning, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Father, I honor you. I bless and worship you for your faithfulness and favor. In Jesus' precious name, I commend your people to you. To the word of your grace that is able to build them up and to give them an inheritance in Christ Jesus. Thank you for your favor and faithfulness in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We'll catch you in the next service. Tuesday, this week we are announcing our reopening of church. And so look out for it. It's going to be on all the platforms, radio, television, and online. I really appreciate you. We love you. And we are trusting God for the miraculous. But remember, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. I'll see you all next time. God bless you.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.